I am going to open the committee for capital construction. Today is March 1st, 2018. I've already made the announcement, but I'm going to do it again. House Bill 4007 and House Bill 4089, because we, for posting requirements, we can't hear those until 155 for House Bill 4007 and 145 for House Bill 489. So if you're there, you might take a break because we won't get to those right away. So now I'm going to open a hearing on Senate Bill 1544, I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 1544. Please fill us in.
Okay. Senate Bill 1544 makes a number of changes to regulations related to marijuana. It establishes the illegal marijuana market enforcement and grant program within the Criminal Justice Commission. And it is anticipated to result in an additional 378 medical marijuana growers subject to cannabis tracking system requirements. So that results in the need for three additional marijuana inspection positions at the Oregon Liquor Control Commission, and the Criminal Justice Commission will need a position to administer the grant program. You have two amendments before you. The Dash 20 amendment changes the operative date of the bill from January 1st, 2019 to July 1st, 2018, and the Dash 22 amendment includes other funds expenditure limitation for the Criminal Justice Commission in the amount of $1,500,000 and other funds expenditure limitation for the OLCC in the amount of $600,693.
Mr. Cochair, you got an amendment for
Mr. Cochair, I move the adoption of the Dash 20 amendment to Senate Bill 1544.
Colleagues, you've heard the motion to adopt the Dash 20 amendment to Senate Bill 1544. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? So moved. Mr. Cochair.
Mr. Cochair, I move the adoption of the Dash 22 amendment to Senate Bill 1544.
Colleagues, you've heard the motion to move the Dash 22 amendment to Senate Bill 1544. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? So moved. Mr. Cochair.
Mr. Cochair, I move Senate Bill 1544 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Colleagues, you've heard the motion to move Senate Bill 1544 as amended by the Dash 20s and Dash 22s to the full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Representative Wisner.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Mr. Co-Chair and honorable committee members, I'm going to be a no. I have not read Dash 20 and Dash 22. I have a lot of emails from constituents hitting my desk saying some things that I understand may not be true, and so I may change my vote on the floor or in the Ways and Means Committee.
Okay. Eric, why don't you call the roll on this? Let's make sure we got everybody.
Okay. Co-Chair Holby. Oh, I'm sorry. Representative Cote.
Aye.
Representative Smith.
Aye.
Representative Willington.
Aye.
Representative Wisniak.
Nay.
Co-Chair Holby?
Aye.
Senator Courtney?
Yes.
Senator Steiner Hayward?
Aye.
Co-Chair Girard?
Aye. Senate Bill 1544 passed and will go to the full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Carriers?
Senator Girard, you can't carry it.
I don't want to carry them.
What? Okay.
It's a House bill.
I'll take it to full if you want me to.
Okay, that would be good.
And do you want to assign the carriers on the floor as well?
Well, do you guys want to do that?
I came prepared to do that today if you're ready.
Okay, who do you want on the floor?
For the House side, I want Representative Helm.
Okay.
Burdick.
You want Burdick on? Mm-hmm. Okay. And Burdick on the South side. Okay, again, we are skipping House Bill 4007 and House Bill 4089. So we're going to go to, I'm going to open a public, or we're open a work session on House Bill 4023. Please take us through this.
Co-Chair Girard, members of the committee. For the record, I'm Sean McSpadden from the Legislative Fiscal Office. All the materials related to the measure are posted on OLS. Among other things, House Bill 4023B, which relates to broadband technology, creates the Connecting Oregon Schools Fund for the purpose of providing matching funds for federal monies received by school districts for broadband access, and is currently drafted appropriates $750,000 from the general fund to the Connecting Oregon Schools Fund. The B16 amendment removes the $750,000 general fund appropriation from the measure. The Oregon Department of Education will instead be directed by a budget note to return to a meeting of the emergency board during the 2018 legislative interim to request a specific amount of state matching funds and associated expenditure limitation once the results of grant applications to the FCC's E-rate program are known. We have a second amendment. The B19 amendment recognizes how vital access to high-speed, affordable broadband is to the delivery of public services to Oregonians, and expresses that it is not the intent of the state to engage in direct competition with telecommunications providers that provide comparable broadband services. Under this amendment, the state CIO may only provide broadband services to local governments, special districts, and federally recognized Indian tribes in Oregon pursuant to adopted rules. The amendment focuses the broadband services the state CIO may provide to tribal governments and other public bodies on unserved or underserved areas of Oregon, and further directs the state CIO to identify situations in which these services would directly compete with broadband services that could otherwise be provided by a telecommunications provider within a reasonable time and for a reasonable cost. Finally, the amendment requires the state CIO rules to include a process by which telecommunications providers can demonstrate their ability to meet the specifications set for needed broadband services in the geographic area to be served. LFO does recommend adoption of both amendments.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move the adoption of the B-16 amendment to House Bill 4023.
Colleagues, you've heard the motion to adopt the B-16 amendment to House Bill 4023. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? So moved. Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move the adoption of the B-19 amendment to House Bill 4023.
Colleagues, you heard the motion to move the B-19 amendment to House Bill 4023. Any discussion? Any objection? So moved. Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move House Bill 4023 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Colleagues, you've heard the motion to move House Bill 4023 as amended with the B-16 B-19 amendments to the full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So moved. Carriers?
Verdict.
Well, Hovey wants to do it on full.
It's a House bill?
Yeah.
So, I would take it to the full and have Representative Marsh and Representative Brock Smith co-carry that on our floor.
On the floor. Okay. On the verdict will do it on the floor of the Senate. Okay, we're going to close the hearing on House Bill 4023 and open a work session on House Bill 4035.
Mr. Chair, members, this House Bill 4035, the A. N. Gross establishes a program to provide tuition assistance for eligible members of the Oregon National Guard who attend a community college or a public university in Oregon. The intent of the program is to fill the gap from what existing federal and state aid programs provide and the cost of tuition. So this would be filling that gap in between the two. There are a number of requirements, including limiting to 90 credits at community college, 180 credits at public universities. There is an amendment, the -A5s. It tightens up the language to make sure we cover what federal programs and state programs are talking about. And it also provides $2.5 million of general fund for the grants and just a bit over $200,000 for administration of the programs by HEC.
Co-Chair.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move the adoption of the A5 amendment to House Bill 4035.
You've heard the motion to adopt the A5 amendment to House Bill 4035. Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Was there any discussion on why we're limiting this to undergraduate students?
Mr. Chair, Representative Smith, I was not party to any discussions being graduate students level.
Cool. Okay. Thank you.
Representative Wisnant.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Representative Smith, in the committee, we talked about this program's for enlisted only, and so that would be probably, they could have a degree, but I think we were looking at undergraduate only, not.
Cool. Okay.
And that's more comparable to what other states are doing for their guard people.
Okay, we ended, the discussion's ended. Any objection to this amendment? Okay, Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move House Bill 4035 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, colleagues, you heard the motion to move House Bill 4035 as amended with the dash A5s to the full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any opposition? So moved. We need carriers.
Boquist.
Boquist will be the carrier on the Senate side.
I have Representative McLean on the House side, and he could probably do the full, too.
Yes, sir.
McLean will do both on the House side. Okay. I close the work session on House Bill 4035 and open a work session with House Bill 4139.
Mr. Co-Chair, members of the committee, Meg Bushman-Reinhold with Legislative Fiscal Office. House Bill 4139 replaces an existing personal property tax system for heavy equipment held for rental with a 2% point of sales tax. The heavy equipment rental providers will file returns and remit the tax to the Department of Revenue quarterly, and DOR will use up to 5% of the revenue for administrative costs and remit the remainder back to counties. The fiscal impact on this for the Department of Revenue is indeterminate at this time, and we'll get them some funds to run this program at a later time.
Any this is a straight bill, so there's no amendments. Is there any, let's go, Mr. Co-Chair, give me a motion first.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move House Bill 4139 to the full committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, you've heard the motion to move House Bill 4139 to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on this bill? Oh, surprised. Okay. Is there any opposition to this bill? Okay. Carriers.
Perhaps we'd have Representative Smith carry that to full, and Representative
Barreto
to on the House floor.
Okay, on the Senate side it will be Hansel. Okay, is it one? Yeah, we're good.
On the House bill?
Yeah, that's what the Senate President wanted.
Oh, Mr. Coate, evidently Senator Hansel wanted to carry this to full, this House bill?
It's whatever. He's going to carry it also on the floor.
He carried it on the floor. Who did you want to carry? McLean wanted to carry it?
Barreto on the floor.
Barreto.
Give it to Hansel.
Yeah.
Give it to Hansel. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to open a work I'm going to close the work session on 4139, and I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 1565.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair, members of the committee. Meg Bushman-Reinhold again with LFO. This bill creates two pilot programs relating to a statewide procurement practices. One will test reverse auctions, and the other will test a 30% weighting requirement for price. The dash 5 amendment removes provisions in the bill that would require DAS and Department of Transportation and DOJ to designate an e-procurement vendor and write rules implementing a statewide e-procurement system.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move the adoption of the A5 amendment to Senate Bill 1565.
Colleagues, you heard the motion to move Senate Bill 1565, the A5 amendments. Is there any discussion? Any opposition? So moved.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move Senate Bill 1565 as amended to the full committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Colleagues, you heard the motion to move Senate Bill 1565 as amended with the dash A5s to the full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Just really quick, colleagues, your general government subcommittee had lengthy conversations on this piece of legislation, and I think this is one where there's tremendous opportunity for us to streamline government, but it's also going to be one of those programs that we need to watch closely over the next couple of years. So I just wanted to share that with you.
I would agree with your comments. Any other comments? Okay. Any further discussion? Any opposition? Okay, so moved. Carriers?
Manning.
Manning, you want him to carry it on both full and on the floor?
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure. The whole bit. Yeah, it is a Senate bill.
Representative Smith will carry it on the floor.
Okay. I'm going to close the hearing on Senate Bill 1565, and we got to wait. Okay, we're going to be, I'm going to read.
66.
You didn't do.
No, I got to wait till 1:30.
Would you like to hear about the bill before, but for the next 4 minutes?
Okay. Yeah, that works. I'm going to open a hearing on Senate Bill 1566, and we're going to take at least 4 minutes explaining the bill. It's actually 6 minutes.
Read slow, John.
Go for it.
Mr. Co-Chair and members of the subcommittee, Senate Bill 1566 is a measure that contains a number of provisions related to the public employee's retirement system and the unfunded liability. The measure does not impact PERS member defined benefit or defined contribution benefits, but does provide a new source of financing for those benefits. The measure is effective on the 91st day after passage. Out on OLIS is a preliminary budget report with more detailed information, and a revenue impact statement is in the process of being completed. There is one -A11 amendment to the measure. The measure has the following provisions, including this -A11 amendment. The measure establishes an employer incentive fund to be used with for a one-time match. It is capitalized with $25 million of funding from Senate Bill 1529. The measure also establishes a school district's unfunded liability fund. It is capitalized with 82% or $115 million of one-time funding from Senate Bill 1529, as well as four other revenue sources from debt collection, excess debt collection, excess capital gains, excess estate tax, and excess interest on unclaimed property. The PERS board is planning to use these proceeds to create a new pooled site account for school districts, which will be distributed proportionately among the school districts. The measure also creates an unfunded liability resolution program. PERS will work with various entities to help them manage their unfunded liability. The measure allows for lump sum payments into side accounts of $10 million or more, with the ability to choose a specific amortization schedule of 6, 10, 16, or 20 years. Measure clarifies that these lump sum payments may only be funded with cash. There is a reporting requirement for the state treasurer to look at the feasibility of borrowing from the short-term fund to generate excess returns to fund the unfunded liability. There are also various other reporting requirements that PERS undertakes to the legislature. There is an expedited review to the Supreme Court. If needed, administrative costs of PERS are to be funded out of the various funds that are established. The date includes a number of repeal provisions and date limitations on certain revenue sources. The dash 11 includes a conflict resolution, conflict type amendment with 1529. That measure is the connection to the federal tax law. A recently amended version of that measure established these same funds, the Employer Incentive Fund and School District Unfunded Liability Fund. So this dash 11 just repeals those two funds in order to eliminate the conflict with them being established in the dash AL in this provision or in this measure. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
We have about 30 seconds. We have to wait, so.
So, Mr. Co-Chair, can staff identify this is the A11 amendment and not all amendments, correct?
It's A11.
Yes, Mr. Co-Chair.
Hate to say it, but I thought the same thing. Okay, we're good to go. Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move the adoption of the A11 amendment to Senate Bill 1566.
Colleagues, you heard the motion to adopt the A11 to Senate Bill 1566. Is there any discussion? Is there any opposition? So moved. Mr. Co-Chair.
Co-Chair, I move Senate Bill 1566 as amended to the full Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Colleagues, you heard the motion to move Senate Bill 1566 as amended with the dash A11 amendment to the full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Mr. Warden, is it? I haven't seen this bill. Is it? Did it come from the governor's office?
Yes, I think. Mr. Co-Chair, this began with the governor's unfunded liability task force and has been amended since.
Okay. Mr. Co-Chair and committee members, I've worked for about 12 years on addressing pension obligation bonds. Pension obligation bonds are used by schools and community colleges so they don't have to lay off teachers and reduce school days, and that's important. But what they're doing is they're borrowing money without voters' approval to fund that. And I've been working with the treasurer's office and looking at a number, and I've worked with LFO and looking at a number. Once they get so high in debt, then they shouldn't be borrowing more money or kicking the can down the stream. I had a bill last few sessions to put a cap on that. And I haven't read this bill or looked at the dash 11, hope you'll understand I'll be a no. I'd like to research it more and talk to LFO and get a clarification.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll be a no now. It may change on the floor.
Any other discussion at all? I am going to be a yes, but I may be a no when I... This bill still has a lot of answers or questions that I need to have answered, but I am going to be a yes now because I think it's a good bill, but I want to make sure. So I might be a no later. Okay. Anybody else? Eric, let's put you to work. Why don't you do the roll call?
Representative Kotick.
Aye.
Representative Smith.
Aye.
Representative Williamson.
Excused.
Representative Wisnant?
No.
Co-Chair Holby?
Aye.
Senator Courtney?
Yes.
Senator Steiner Hayward?
Yes.
Co-Chair Girard?
Yes. Motion carries. Carriers?
Johnson and Taylor.
Johnson to Full and Taylor on the floor?
Correct.
And I'll carry that one on the floor in the House.
You'll carry that one on the floor. Okay, I'm going to close the hearing on Senate Bill 1566, and we are in recess until 1:45. On House Bill 4089.
Okay. House Bill 4089 establishes a pilot program within the Oregon Department of Agriculture for industrial hemp. It requires the Oregon Liquor Control Commission to track hemp and related items within the cannabis tracking system, and it establishes a separate industrial hemp fund within the Oregon Department of Agriculture. OLCC requires two additional positions to manage related work. The A9 amendment provides for expenditure limitation for the OLCC in the amount of $284,856 other funds.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move the adoption of the A9 amendment to House Bill 4089.
Colleagues, you heard the motion to move the dash A9s to House Bill 4089. Any discussion? Any opposition? So moved. Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move House Bill 4089 as amended to the full Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Colleagues, you heard the motion to move House Bill 4089 as amended with a dash A9 amendment to the full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any opposition? So moved. Carriers?
Przanski.
Przanski.
Yep. For the floor? Mm-hmm.
Okay, who do we have? And how about to...
I could carry it to the full, I guess.
Okay, Holby to full Ways and Means.
And on the floor, we'll have Representative Helm.
Okay, I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 4089, and we're in the hurry-up-and-wait mode of waiting till 1:55. 07.
Okay.
Take us home.
My pleasure. House Bill 4007 permits an individual to create a first-time home buyer savings account with a financial institution to pay or reimburse eligible costs for first-time purchase of a single-family residence. It also increases the fee associated with recording of certain real property documents from $20 to $60, and it raises income limits for those who qualify for the Home Ownership Assistance Program. Additional expenditure limitation is needed for the Housing and Community Services Department to make additional expenditures related to three of their housing programs. To do so, six additional positions will be required, an additional expenditure limitation in the amount of $15,973,153 other funds. That is in the B-17 amendment. You also have before you a B-20 amendment, which specifies that the subtraction for the individual first-time home buyer savings account can't be claimed for more than 10 years and requires the department to impose a penalty of 5% if the funds from the account were not used for eligible costs.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move the adoption of the B-17 amendment to House Bill 4007.
You've heard the motion to adopt the B-17s to House Bill 4007. Any discussion? Any opposition? So moved. Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move the adoption of the B-20 amendment to House Bill 4007.
You've heard the motion to move the B-20 amendment to House Bill 4007. Any discussion? Any opposition? So moved. Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move House Bill 4007 as amended to the full Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Colleagues, you heard the motion to move House Bill 4007 as amended with the B-17s and B-20 to the full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Representative Wisner.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I hope this bill is successful, but I'll be a no.
You'll be a no. Okay. Any other discussion? Okay, Eric, why don't you call the roll?
Representative Kotek.
Aye.
Representative Smith.
Aye.
Representative Williamson.
Excused.
Representative Wisniak.
Nay.
Co-Chair Holby.
Aye.
Senator Courtney.
Yes.
Senator Steiner.
Aye.
Co-Chair Girard.
Yes. Okay, any carriers for this one?
Monroe
to the Senate floor.
We'll have Ray Field to the full and Alyssa Kinney-Geyer to the floor.
Okay, I'm going to close the work session on 4007. And I need to, do I need to recess this? Are we coming back today or?
It is my understanding that you will be coming back tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Okay, I misposted that.
Yeah.
It's posted for tomorrow at 9?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to adjourn it then.
All right. So, Fred, I'm going to go to